How do you follow that? My goodness gracious. Have another hand for the Blackwood brothers. We're gonna bring them out to end our service. It's gonna be great again. I don't have my notes with me today, but there are some things I want to say. Many churches today will let men know how much more they need to do in the Father's Day message. Today, I want to encourage our men, and I thank you men for being here today. And I thank you fathers who are stepping up and playing that game with your family and playing and stepping in the game. And I thank you for your fathers who have fulfilled that role as being a father. And I appreciate you dads who have a strained, or your young men or men have a strained relationship with your dads. Maybe you've lost your dad. Maybe you've had an absent father. And you men who are not yet fathers, we as your brothers encourage you to stay strong. And we're thankful that you're here today. Many times you hear messages about how much more you can do. Well, you're here. And we as men need to step up and help one another. And so I want to just thank you by sending you off with an encouraging message as an acronym. I do my best to remember how I put this in my mind as I was going through this. And it's really nothing smart. I'm not that kind of a guy. But I want to leave you with this as F, as you write out Father. The F, I want you to be frangible. And frangible is the capability of being broken. Because man, if others don't see us broken, it's going to be really hard for people to step up. Because we have to be broken to be fixed, amen? And we need a Savior in Jesus Christ to know that he is the one who can repair us, right? So be frangible. The A is be available. And to be available for your family in time of need. It's not when you need it. It's those moments that your children or your wife or your children or your grandchildren or your nephews or just a neighbor in need will need you. Just be available. And the T is to be teachable, right? We don't always know how to get to a place we're going. And it's okay to ask how to get there. Many of us today are very confident in our ability, but we forget that we need to be teachable. So brothers, I ask you to hold me accountable as your pastor to make sure I'm teachable. And the H is really easy. I ask you to give your family a hug, because many times we're not a touchable people, but we need to be. We need to be a lovable church. And fathers and men, hug your families. I'm not gonna go there. Hug your families, because it may not be the last time you see them, but it could be the last time they see you. In the E, I want you to be an example. Lead by example. It's easy, very easy to lead by your voice. And we get tired. But Jesus says what? Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the R is to be reliable. Always do what you say you're going to do. Amen? Jesus says, follow me. And when he says, follows me to the disciples, they drop their net. Men, what are you holding on to? What is the net that you're holding on to that you can't let go? And what net can you pick up to grab other brothers to walk alongside you? So Father, be frangible, be available, be teachable, give a hug, be an example, and be reliable. And pray for one another, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Larry Dirth, I'm gonna ask you to come pray for us. And as Larry, is he still in here? Oh, he knew already. God bless you. God bless you. I love Larry.
You know I gotta kick you.
I know you do, I know, I know. What's that? Yeah, you can get that mic. Larry's going to pray for us. I'm going to ask that we stand up and we pray together. And then I'm going to ask after the prayer if the Blackwood brothers can leave us out in a hymn that we can go and we can celebrate this special day. Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, our hearts have been challenged today. Father, we thank you for these men who have given their time and their talents to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, the gospel has been presented in song here this morning. And Father, we just pray that as we go our way, Father, as we turn to you, that we would surrender our all to you. And Father, where would we be if it wasn't for Jesus? Father, he gave so much, and in return, we give so little. Father, I pray that you would help us to surrender our all to you. Father, that we might radiate the love and the life of Christ in what we do, what we say, and how we act. Father, again, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we've had to worship together, to be able to glorify the name of Christ. That name is above all names. And Father, we ask this all in that precious and redeeming name of Jesus. Amen.
Peace be all.